I'm sorry, chapter 3, the third chapter of Exodus, page 73 in your Scofield Bible. We'll be reading responsively verses 1 through 11. The 11th verse is the text verse for this evening's message. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites, and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Let's read the 11th verse together. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for this wonderful, miraculous book. Thank you for giving it to us that we have the freedom to own and possess a copy. We pray that you'd help us as we use it. Help tonight as once again it's used in the services of the great First Baptist Church of Hammond. Bless preacher and listener alike, please. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to read for you without your turning to it one verse we read a while ago. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? I want to lift those little words out tonight when Moses simply asked the question, Who am I? Our Heavenly Father, I feel the weight of the responsibility of being your representative behind this pulpit week after week. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, and I beseech these people in your stead as your substitute. May I do so tonight in the same power that you would do if you were here. Speak to our hearts. May we rejoice in our position in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Moses was on the backside of the desert tending to the sheep. He had been there for 40 years. Suddenly he saw a bush that was not consumed. He did not understand it then, no doubt, but that bush was simply representing Israel, and God was saying, my people will stay in the fire, but they'll never be consumed. You just go ahead and fight little Israel all you want to. God protects that little nation, and he always will. He said, I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And so God was telling Moses through that burning bush that was not consumed, that he was to lead a nation and guide a nation, Israel itself, from the land of Egypt, for deliverance from Egypt all the way to the promised land across the wilderness. And when God came to Moses and said that, Moses asked the question, who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? I mean, who am I that I would have the authority to go to Pharaoh? Who am I? I'm just a shepherd. Who am I that I should lead the nation of 2 or 3 million Jews out of bondage across the wilderness and supposedly into the promised land? Moses, I would like to tell you tonight who you are. You ask the question, who am I? I have more Bible, Moses, than you have. You did not have the Bible that I have. You did not know the doctrines that I know. You didn't have Romans and Galatians and the Ephesians and the epistles and all the doctrinal books. I'd like to tell you, Moses, exactly who you are. In the first place, Moses, I realize that you committed a grievous sin. Let me address that sin for a moment, please. Moses, the first thing you are is you are a sinner saved by grace. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. You ask the question, who am I? I'd like to say this. God has forgiven that sin according to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, Moses. You ask the question, who am I? May I remind you that God has blotted that sin out of his records according to Micah 7:19, Psalm 51:9. And God has placed that sin in the deepest sea and buried it in the sea according to Micah 7:19. So I'm saying, Moses, you are a forgiven one. Moses, that grievous sin not only has been placed in the depths of the ocean, and that sin is erased from God's records, but God has separated that sin from you as far as the east is from the west. Moses, God has justified you and sees you as one who has not sinned at all. You ask who you are, Moses? I'll tell you who you are. You're a forgiven one. You're a justified one. You're a redeemed one. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 38:17 that God has placed your sin behind his back. Oh, I know, a grievous sin, Moses, but gone, 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 gone. Yes, your sins are gone. Now your soul is free, and your heart's a song, buried in the deepest sea. That's good enough for thee. You'll live eternally. Praise God, Moses, your sins are gone. Throw back your chest, shoulders, stick out your chest, and realize, Moses, you're somebody. You're redeemed. You're justified. You're forgiven. And by the way, Moses, let me just parenthesize to say, so am I. I mean, I'm just like you are, Moses. I'm a sinner saved by grace. God has forgiven my sins. God has blotted out my sins from his record. God has placed my sin in the deepest sea. God has separated my sin as far as the east is from the west. God has justified me and sees me as one who doesn't sin. And God has put yours, my sin, behind his back. And forgive me, Moses, I'd like to tell my people the same thing is true with all of you. If you're a child of God tonight, you're just like Moses. You're a sinner saved by grace. God's forgiven that sin, blotted out that sin, placed that sin in the deepest sea, separated that sin from you as far as the east is from the west. He's justified you and sees you tonight as one who has not sinned at all. And he has put your sin behind his back. Moses, I'll wait a while you have a spell. That isn't all, Moses. You ask the question, who am I? I'd like to proceed in answering that question for you to tell you exactly who you are. You see, your future sins will not be recorded against you either. Just as God has taken all of your sins out of his book, your future sin will not be recorded against you. They were placed on Jesus' record and paid for on the cross of Calvary. And the Bible says that you're blessed because it says, blessed is the man or the one to God will not impute sin. Moses, by the way, let me say also, if you'll just linger a while, I too am in the same position you are. You see, Moses, the sins that I commit are not recorded. Now, God may chasten me down here and punish me if I commit a sin. But Moses, if you'll forgive me, I'd like to shout with you and say, praise the Lord, my sins are not recorded. They're recorded to Jesus' name. Now, if you're going to forgive me, Moses, I'd like to address my own people for a moment and say to you, if you're a child of God, if you've trusted Jesus Christ, not one single sin that you ever commit is recorded against your record in heaven. Now, Moses, you ask who you are, and not having all the Bible that I have, there's just some things that I know about who you are that you don't know. Not only, Moses, are you one whose sin's been cared for, and your future sins will not be recorded because God will refuse to impute them because you've trusted his son, Jesus Christ. But, Moses, there's something else about you. You are a sanctified one. It says that in John chapter 10 and verse 36. Moses, you don't have that because John 10 has not been given to you yet. It's up in heaven still, but hasn't been given yet. And Moses, the Bible says you're a sanctified one. Now, let me tell you what that means, Moses. That means that you are have been set apart for heaven. The moment you put your trust in the coming Messiah and what he would do for you on Calvary, God sets you apart for heaven. And Moses, though you're in the wilderness right now and have been for 40 years, and you're going to spend the next 40 years going over that same wilderness leading a bunch of cantankerous Jews, I want to remind you, Moses, that you're as much as sure for heaven now as if you'd been there 10,000 years. Because the moment you put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ, God sanctified you. Doesn't mean you're perfect, Moses. We'll find that out in the latter part of your life. But it means this. You have been set apart for heaven, and a place in heaven has been reserved for you, and you have been reserved for that place in heaven. Now, Moses, if you let me just rejoice myself for a while, I likewise am sanctified. I trusted Jesus when I was 11 years of age nearly, and I got saved. And not only are my sins cared for, not only will God not impute my sin, but Moses, I too am sanctified. I'm not in heaven yet, but I'm as sure of heaven as John the Baptist is tonight. I'm as sure of heaven as Charles Spurgeon is tonight. I'm as sure of heaven as the Apostle Paul is tonight, because I've been sanctified for these years, for 60 years, I've been sanctified and set apart for heaven. Now, pardon me, Moses, as I talk to my people for a moment. I like to tell my people that if you trusted Christ, you're sanctified. Oh, you say, Brother Hiles, can I fall from grace? Not grace, if you can fall. Grace is the unmerited favor of God toward man. Let me tell you that the moment that you got saved, God set you apart over here and said he is going to heaven someday. He's set apart. He's sanctified. Now, Moses, you ask the question, who am I? Let me go a step further to tell you who you are. Moses, God, now Moses, I want you to hold yourself here for a minute now because I'm going to tell you something real good. According to Luke chapter 10 and verse 20, God has placed your name in the book of life. You say, who am I? What do you mean, who are you? Your sins are forgiven. They're not recorded. They won't be recorded. You're justified. You're sanctified. But that isn't all, Moses. Your name, M-O-S-E-S, is written up in heaven in the book. Now, the Bible says, Moses, you're not supposed to shout because the Red Sea obeys you. Don't rejoice because the water comes from the rock in Horeb when you smite it with your rod. Moses, the Bible says you're not supposed to rejoice because you're led by a pillar of fire by day and a pillar of fire by night. Moses, the Bible says that you're supposed to rejoice not because of those things, but you're supposed to rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Now, Moses, if you'll let me just take a moment to rejoice that my name is written in heaven, shout if you want to while I talk about my own self, but just as M-O-S-E-S is written in heaven, J-A-C-K-H-Y-L-E-S is also written in heaven, and my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the Bible said, Moses, you're supposed to rejoice about that, and I'm supposed to rejoice about that, so let's just have a spell together. Now, if you'll forgive me, I'd like to say a word to my people. I'd like to say to you tonight that your name likewise is written in heaven. If you're a child of God, if you trusted Christ as your Savior, if you came to a time in your life where you realized that you were a sinner and that you were lost and on your way to hell, but God himself came to the earth, a virgin-born son called Jesus Christ, lived a perfect life, took your sins upon him, and paid you for your sins on the cross of Calvary, was buried, and rose again for your justification after 72 hours. I've got news for you, folks. If you trusted that plan, your name is written in heaven. And God has no erasers on the other end of his pen. Indelibly, forever, your name is written in heaven.
Now, Moses, you ask, who are you? I think you ought to throw your shoulders back and your chest out and realize that, take off. Go on in there and talk to Pharaoh. Don't be scared of him, man. I mean, God, your father, take off in there and go on and talk to him. But you ask the question, who am I? I'll continue answering that question, Moses. You are a regenerated one, Titus 3:5 says. Now, I'm sure you know what that means, Moses. That means you have a new nature. That means when you trusted the coming Messiah, God gave you a new nature. You have the old nature still, Moses, but you have a new nature. And the good thing about that, Moses, is this. Every time you're tempted to do something, the old nature is tempted, the new nature says, no. The old nature is going to say, uh-huh, and the new nature is going to say, uh-uh, and there's going to be a battle going on. Moses, you have a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that you have and are a new creature, Moses. Hey, you're somebody, Moses. You're regenerated. You're a partaker of God's divine nature. Christ lives in you. Get on in there and tell Pharaoh to go jump.
Now, Moses, if you'll forgive me, I'd like to tell you that I got the same thing you've got. When I got saved, I got a new nature. I'm a partaker of the divine nature of God. I have the old nature, I have a new nature, and there's a constant battle going on. But our Bible says, who should it ever be? It says, I thank my God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Moses, pardon me a minute, please. I want to talk to my people. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you have a new nature too. Now, would you tell Oral Roberts he still has his old one? You don't have to tell Jimmy Swaggart. He found that out. Don't bother telling Jim Baker. He found it out. And Tammy Faye knows it. But some of these poor, deluded people somehow think that the old nature is gone. No, the old nature is not gone, but thank God you are a new creature. You possess the divine nature of God. Christ lives in you, the hope of glory.
Now, Moses, something else you are. You're a child of God. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Moses, you are a child of God. Born again. There's something else, Moses. Your citizenship's been changed. Philippians 3:20 says that. Your citizenship is in heaven. This world is not your home. You're just passing through. Your treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon you from heaven's golden shore, and you're not going to feel at home much in this world anymore. You are a citizen of heaven. You are a citizen of a land which has golden streets and gates of pearl. You're a citizen of a land that has the tree of life and the river of life. You're the citizen of a land where nobody gets sick and nobody dies and nobody sins. Hey, you are a citizen of heaven, Moses. That's who you are. Walk in there, Pharaoh. Throw your shoulder back and say, I'm a child of God, a citizen of heaven. Let my people go. Moses. Go ahead. Have a spell. I'll wait about it. While you're having a spell, let me tell my people something. This world is not your home. You're just passing through. Your treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon you from heaven's golden shore, and you're just not going to feel at home in this world anymore. And it doesn't matter who wins the Super Bowl. Doesn't matter if Joe Elwell or Favre or whoever it is. Doesn't matter. I'll tell you why. Because your citizenship is in heaven. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I'm bound for the promised land. Now, Moses, pull yourself together now. You ask the question, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should lead this nation out of Egypt? I'll tell you what you are. Moses, you're an heir of God. I've checked the will that God made out. Your name is in it. Romans 8:17 says that you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Now, Moses, you say, who am I? I should go to Pharaoh. You're a forgiven one, a justified one, a sanctified one. Your name is written in heaven. You're a citizen of heaven. And you, Moses, are an heir of God. Now, you walk in out of Pharaoh. Sure, he has the whole Egyptian empire. Sure, he has his silver and gold. But that silver and gold is like a few pennies compared to what you've got. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And by the way, Moses, if you let me say it, so am I. Let me remind my people that you too are an heir of God. You may not get paid for the time of day down here, but bless God, it's just a waiting, that's all. Everything that belongs to God belongs to you. And one day, when we meet Him, everything that's God's is yours, and we'll be like Him, and all that belongs to Him will inherit with our joint heir, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Moses, by the way, you're also a priest. You didn't know that, did you? You're a priest. Bible says you're a royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9. And by the way, as a priest, Moses, you don't have to go to Aaron and ask him to pray for you. You can go straight to God. Moses, I want to tell you a story. About 35 years ago, I had just become pastor. My little mother was here. I had a secretary called Betty Kirk. Betty Kirk was in the reception place. My little aged mother walked in one day and said, I want to see my son. And Betty said, don't have to. I'll call and see if he can see you. My mama said, don't have to call. I'll go see him. I'm his mama. Oh, but look, you got to wait till I can see if you can come. She said, no, you understand, I'm his mama. But look, he might be busy. It doesn't make a difference. I'm his mama. I don't have to stop at his secretary. And Moses, I don't have to stop at Pope John either to get to heaven. I don't have to stop to the Virgin Mary to get to heaven. You know why, Moses? Because I'm in a family just like you are. You're a priest of God. A joint heir with Jesus Christ. Your name is written in heaven. You're regenerated. You're justified. You are, your sins are blotted out and buried in the deepest sea. Moses, go on in there and tell Pharaoh to go jump. Who are you, Moses? Let me add just a few things. You are an object of God's greatest love. And so are you. Romans 5:8. Psalm 17, verse 8 says, you are the apple of his eye. The Bible says in Psalm 8:5, you are made just a little lower than the angels, Moses. And in Psalm 8:4, it says, you are on God's mind. And in Psalm 8:4, it says, he visits with you. Ask Pharaoh if the God of heaven ever visits with him. Ask God if he ever thinks about Pharaoh. Moses, you walk in there, don't you look up to Pharaoh, you look down to Pharaoh. You represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God's people are in bondage and God's people are enslaved. Walk in there and say, Moses, let my people go. Moses, not only that, you're made, Genesis 1:26 says, you're made in the image of God. Who are you, Moses? Psalm 8:5 says that you have been crowned with glory and honor. Who are you, Moses? Bible says in Psalm 8:6, all things have been placed under your feet. Who are you, Moses? Psalm 8:6 says, God has given you the dominion over all the works of his hands. Who are you, Moses? You're a called one, Romans 8:30. You're a chosen one, John 15:16. You're a co-laborer with God, 1 Corinthians 3:9. You're a younger brother of Jesus Christ. You're an ambassador, 2 Corinthians 5:20. You're a stockholder in heaven, Moses, a servant of the Almighty God, a friend of God, a lively stone, a God's man, God's representative. Hey, Moses, you're somebody. And by the way, in case you'd like to know it, I'm somebody too. And in case you'd like to know it, you're somebody too. You're a child of the king. You have no right hobnobbing with this old heathen world. Your citizenship is in heaven. You haven't got any business running around this old pagan world. You're God's child. You haven't got any business running around the devil's kids. Now, Moses. Moses, settle down. Listen to Moses. Come down off the mountaintop, I've got to tell you something. Don't think too highly of yourself. Because you didn't deserve any of these. The truth is, Moses, you deserve to go to hell. Don't get upset at me. You deserve to go to hell. You've done nothing to become a priest of God. You've done nothing to have access to the throne of God at your very desire. You've done nothing to come to God and ask you to present your petition to him. You've done nothing to earn justification. Oh, you heard some people say you had to join the church. They're liars, Moses. Had to sleep, you've got to live a good life. They're false teachers, Moses. You didn't do anything. So don't get all high and mighty. You didn't deserve any of this, Moses. And so don't get too proud. And Moses, don't think too highly of yourself, because it's none of you and all of him. Oh, by the way, Moses, the same way with me. I, too, deserve to go to hell. I, too, can do nothing to save myself. I, too, must come to God and face God. The only hope I have is Jesus Christ. And may I say to you, though you're somebody, you have nothing to merit and no right to boast. I'm not a fan of Jesse Jackson, but I like what he does with these little black kids in Chicago. When he goes to these black schools and he says these little black kids were the thousands, repeat after me, I'm somebody. And those little kids repeat, I am somebody. Say it again, says Jesse Jackson, I am somebody. And those little black kids that came from the ghettos and Robert Taylor Holmes and Cabrini Green, they stand up and chant, I am somebody, 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 I am somebody. Who are you, Moses? You're somebody. Who are you, preacher? You're somebody. Who are you, member? You're somebody. A child of God, sins forgiven. God justified you, sanctified you, and already has your glorified body picked out and ready for you. So go ahead, Moses, take the job. I predict one day you'll use that rod to part a sea. I predict someday you'll use that rod to dry up the sea. I predict someday that you'll use that rod to build a highway through the sea for the people of God on which they can walk. I predict someday that you'll use that rod to cause that water to come when the armies of Egypt come in and they'll all be drowned. I predict someday you'll use that rod to smite a rock in Horeb and water will gush forth to feed 3 million Jews. I predict that you'll use that rod to get, look up and get manna from heaven every morning like one of the vitamin pills covering the ground like the hoary frost of the dawn. I predict, Moses, one of these days you'll use that rod to have a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. I predict, Moses, you're going to go to Pharaoh and God's going to help you, and you're going to point your finger in Pharaoh's face and say, you dirty rascal, you, let my people go. And if he won't let your people go, I predict that God's going to send some plagues on him. And if that doesn't work, he'll send some more plagues. And if that doesn't work, he'll send some more plagues. If that doesn't work, he'll send a plague where the firstborn shall be smitten by death if they don't have the blood applied on the doorpost. Hey, Moses, throw your shoulders back. Stick out your chest. Walk in there. You're somebody. That's who you are. By the way, all that Moses is, if you're saved, you are. And all that Moses is, if you're not saved, you can be before you walk out those doors tonight. You understand tonight, no matter how sinful you are, how far you wandered away from God, you know you can walk out those doors tonight, a sinner saved by grace, sins forgiven, sins blotted out, placed in the deepest sea, separated as far from you as the east is from the west. God, you can walk out those doors justified in the sight of God as if you'd never sinned at all. You can walk out those doors with your sins behind the back of God. You can walk out forgiven. You can walk out justified. You can walk out redeemed. You can walk out with a God that will promise you he'll never record a future sin against your record in heaven. You can walk out a sanctified one, set apart from heaven, on your way to heaven. All the devils in hell can't keep you from going. You can walk out tonight with your name in the book of life. You can walk out tonight with a regenerated new nature. You can walk out tonight regenerated, a partaker of God's divine nature with Christ living in you. You can walk out tonight a child of God. You can walk out of here tonight with your citizenship in heaven. You can walk out of here tonight an heir of God, the joint heir with Jesus Christ. You can walk out of here tonight a priest of God, a member of a royal priesthood. You can walk out of here tonight the apple of God's eye, a little lower than the angels, gone God's mind, visited by God, made in the image of God, crowned with glory and honor, all things placed under your feet, dominion over all the works of God's hands. You can walk out a called one, a chosen one, a co-laborer with God, a younger brother of Jesus Christ, an ambassador for God, a stockholder in heaven, a servant of God, a friend of God, a lively stone, God's man, and God's representative. So run down these aisles after a while and tell a man at the end of the aisle, I want to trust Jesus. I want all that Moses was and become all that he was and have all that he has. That's who you are, Moses. Feel better? I feel better just because I told you. And that reminded me of what I am and what my folks are. So just take off. Don't be scared of Pharaoh. You've got a God that's in charge of lightning, thunder, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes. You've got a God that can take care of Pharaoh. You just walk in there and tell him. Well, but Moses, and I know what you're asking. Whom shall you say sent you? Just tell him that I am sent you. The one that sent you, Moses, is not the I was or I will be, but I am. The eternal I am. He'll always be because he'll always be the I am. Tonight, if you've never trusted Christ, all of these things can be yours. Our Heavenly Father, I pray tonight you speak to the hearts of the people. Do something real tonight, and I pray that people who walked in here, citizens of the earth, bound for hell, child of the devil, shall walk out of here redeemed with the blood of Christ.